AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Secretary of State and former Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Colin Powell, has died of coronavirus complications. He was 84. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Powell made history in the military before his reputation was tarnished by the Iraq invasion decision.
Growing up in the South Bronx as a child of immigrants, it seemed unlikely.
I said to myself, self, you're going to grow up and become chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It didn't happen that way. It was unthinkable.
But in 1989, Powell did become the first black man to serve as the nation's top military officer, overseeing the U.S. invasions of Panama and Kuwait. Decades later,
I feel as if I have a hole in my heart.
Lloyd Austin, a fellow Army general who became the first black defense secretary, says Powell was a mentor.
He always made time for me.
And the world has lost one of its great leaders.
Quite frankly, it is not possible to replace a Colin Powell.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
American officials are working with Haitian authorities to try to secure the release of 12 adults and 5 children connected with a U.S.-based missionary group who were abducted over the weekend by a gang notorious for killings, kidnappings, and extortion. An official in the Czech Republic says health problems are preventing President Miloš Zeman from carrying out his duties. Zeman was rushed to a hospital more than a week ago. TV station owner Sinclair Broadcast Group says it suffered a data breach and is still working to determine what information the data contained. The company owns and or operates 21 regional sports networks and owns and operates or provides services to 185 television stations. More coronavirus booster shots may be on the way, but when it's your turn, you'll be able to get an extra dose of the original vaccine, not one updated, to better match the extra contagious Delta variant. This is AP News. Gas prices are soaring.
Gas is $3.33 a gallon on average, says the AAA. That's up about 6 cents in 1 week, up $1.16 over the past year. This means that it now costs you about $17 more to fill up your tank compared to a year ago, says the AAA. And experts say it's only going to get more expensive. Why? Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy blames those supply chain problems and low inventories of oil, natural gas, and coal worldwide. Here at home, gas is cheapest in the South and Midwest, priciest in the West. I'm Rita Foley.
Toyota plans to build a new $1 billion factory in the U.S. to make batteries for gas, electric, hybrid, and fully electric vehicles. Toyota isn't saying yet where the plant will be. The company said it eventually will open in 2025 with about 1,700 workers to start. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.